Well, Val, I rounded off a good week, got over that bumpy period where you lost a couple of games, won two good games against Antrim during the week, and here today against Cavan.
Yeah, it's great now, because especially after losing the two games on the bounce, it's good to win them two games on Tuesday night against Antrim and today again against Cavan. And like, fair play to all the boys, they've committed. We dusted ourselves down a wee bit after the two defeats, and we just said we'll finish the season off with two wins and see how we go from there.
Yeah, and where does that leave you, do you know?
Well, it might leave us now, hopefully, with a playoff with the top four. We were sitting on 4 points then with two wins.
Or six points, was it not?
And then we won today,
yeah.
So we've eight, and that hopefully gets us into a playoff.
For his place in the semi-final.
For a place in the top four semi-final.
Brilliant.
So hopefully with the results coming today. Like.
Yeah. Tight enough until you got a couple of goals. I suppose you always had kept them at arm's length, but at the same time they just weren't going away.
Yeah, in the first half we were just at a wee bit ahead of them, 2 or 3 points. But every time we'd score, they'd come down and score. And we did in the second half. We needed that goal to give us that wee extra space from them. And we got the second goal, and that's when kind of killed the game off completely. But Cavan, we knew ourselves coming down for the first 15-20 minutes they would stay with us, and it was either, you know, keep in there and fight to the end. Mm-hmm. Like.
And the old reliables came up with the goals, Mickey Sticky Ward and Johnny McCafferty.
Johnny McCafferty in the second half had a great game. Him running from deep, and he got a great goal. And then Jamie Free played very well all through, and then his ball to Sticky Ward, and Sticky normally does what he does, he finishes as well, so that was good, two good goals.
Yeah, in the space of a minute or so, yeah, as well, kind of it put it to bed. And of course, you mentioned Shamie Friel there, kicked some brilliant points, both from play and from freeze.
Yeah, well, it's great to have Shamie this year and Johnny McCafferty. Like, they first introduced in against the Tyrone game, and they got a kind of an awakening that day, because they didn't think the Masters were so tight and hard. And from then on, they improved, and Shamie has improved now the last couple of games. And you know, and we're great to have the two of them, as because their experience and their know-how to score, it's great.
Yeah, so quite a good few scores today as well, and a good spread of scores.
Yeah, it's great. Like it's great that like we have another 25-6 players, and it's great that you can use everybody. You know, like the Masters, that's what the Masters is really all about, is to keep playing football when you're into the 40s. And, you know, it's very difficult when you have a big panel to give players games and all that there. And it was great today that we used everybody, and the scores went around the whole team. And it was great for themselves, and it was great for the competition that they're able to still play.
You know? Yeah, so you look on the rest of the scores now and hoping to make that semi-final play.
Well, we'll wait now, and hopefully we will make the top four, hopefully.